Thank you. So I'm going to shift us a little bit from social work and public health education out into the field. So I did an evaluation of a health and wellness program here in the city of Boston in the neighborhoods of Roxbury. So I have no personal financial relationships or interests to declare. So some of the learning objectives are to, of course, discuss how evaluation of programs at the community health level can be impactful and provide a context for health here in Boston and consider the impact of how community health and small initiatives can be relevant and pertinent to cardiovascular disease prevention. So we know that cardiovascular diseases are among the leading causes of death here in Boston, globally, and nationally, and they cross gender, racial, ethnic groups. So in this, we know that the risk factors for cardiovascular diseases, especially ischemic heart disease, are unhealthy diet, lack of physical activity, tobacco use, harmful use of alcohol. So if we know that these are the risk factors, we want to continue to help to intervene and mitigate those. So here in Boston, we have over 600,000 residents, and depending on who you talk to, about 22 different neighborhoods. And the program, which I will go into in just a bit, was in Roxbury, which is located right there in the center of the city. And looking at the two different maps, so we saw that Roxbury was in the middle of the city, and there we also see that those are the dark shaded purple areas, and this data comes from the Health of Boston report, which is done every year here in the city by the Boston Public Health Commission. And this shows not only that we care about chronic disease mortality, but we also are very concerned with hospitalization rates, and here we see that heart disease, the one in the middle, is those middle areas where the program was are where we should look to and focus. So this is where we were. In these two zip codes in the center of the city was where the program was held, and this is the Roxbury Weigh-In, which is, again, a small community health initiative which was to help with the prevention and management of obesity and other health prevention components, such as health education, healthy nutrition, and fitness activities. It was free to all of the participants, and while it was recruited, there were 2 to 3 different groups every year, but about 30 or so would start, and about 12 to 15 would successfully finish each part of the program. So the different components included a risk assessment, which was basically, let's gather their body mass index, let's gather their blood pressures and their weight at the beginning, and then let's see if we can track this throughout. Additionally, it was a group model, so it was weekly sessions held every Saturday, and they would talk about, the different things, what is cardiovascular disease, how does eating certain salt intakes affect my diet, and things like that, just starting at the very basic levels and helping the participants understand, well, this is why we have hypertension, and this is how stress can affect your health and whatnot. And these are just some of the seminar topics that were covered, as well as, again, tracking the participants and seeing if we can make meaning of the data that we collect. So the Roxbury Weigh-In was funded through the Roxbury Community Alliance for Health, which is one of many different neighborhood coalitions that exists throughout Boston under the umbrella organization of the Boston Alliance for Community Health. And these different community health alliances are to attack and mitigate the different health issues that affect in different areas. So if you go to East Boston, they'll talk about one thing, versus if you go to South Boston, they'll be talking more about substance abuse. And these are just an example of some of the organizations that were involved in collaborating with the program, including a lot of the major health institutions, the hospitals, as well as community health centers, and so on. So this program, actually, I learned about it in my program evaluation class at the Boston University School of Social Work, and it was my first time really in an evaluator role, so it was very interesting. So I was not only trying to gather information about this program for the first time, but also sort of working through, well, what does program evaluation mean, really? And, this program, it was running for 5 years, but it was no longer receiving funding at that time, so I had to go back and find the people who were helping to run the program, see what information they had, if any. So it was quite an experience. But what I was able to gather were document reviews as well as surveys and interviews. So these document reviews were essentially small reports that were taken every year. They were about 2 to 4 pages, and they had pretty basic information about who was served, which was primarily over 90% women of color who were living in the Roxbury areas of the city. And it also talked about the different program components that I went over just a little bit ago, as well as what they used their budget for and if they had extra supplemental Excel documents that actually tracked the different blood pressures and weight measures. And they covered a little bit of what some of the successes were, which they were really able to go out and do outreach in local religious organizations, and they were also able to document that some weight was actually lost amongst participants and that they were learning, but also, you know, they were taking some of this information, but then how does that translate and what does it mean, and what does it mean for health among the people who are in the program? So I rolled out a survey online, and I was able to, from the documents that I got from the program, able to get some, to gather some email addresses and see, okay, what did people think? And this was just a basic satisfaction. So overall, sorry, it's cut off a little bit down there, but the overall satisfaction was pretty high, 4.76 out of 5. And then some of the other components of the program, which were cooking demonstrations at local organization community servings, maybe not seen as useful, but they thought the nutritional classes were useful. I was also able to gather from one of the cohorts that ran from June to September baseline and exit weights among the participants, and just from running a basic independent sample t-test, I was able to find that the average weight loss of 3 pounds was shown to be a significant difference. And lastly, a key part of this were interviews that I was able to complete. I was able to complete 5 different interviews with participants and people who were facilitators of the program, and they talked a lot about their experience, but I think the biggest thing that I found very valuable was that first quote up there. Just by being offered, a woman described that the program was a success, because it not only, you know, she was able to go into this group and learn more about health and wellness, but really to create access and opportunity and empowerment in a neighborhood that is seen as less historically advantageous, and there are a lot of people who aren't necessarily able to maybe take ownership over that health. And some of the challenges and limitations to not only the program itself, but my role as an evaluator were just that participants found it very difficult to make time in their schedule, even though it was held on Saturdays, you know, transportation barriers, childcare barriers, all of those different things. But they did find great value in being in that group with other people who lived and worked in their community. They were able to join walking groups, and they really wished they had more one-to-one support from not only the facilitators and other people in the groups, but also from with people who were in the group, and also receiving that mentorship from others. And another challenge, obviously, is funding and resources to be able to not only help track and keep people motivated, but also to just keep it going and sustainable, because the program, as we know, is not currently being funded. And while very small sample sizes place a lot of limits on generalizability, it just highlights that, you know, these programs can work. And some of the lessons learned are just that on the program level that, again, these programs can work if there's adequate support in not only funding, but the ability to be able to track participants, but also to follow up with them and see what other resources that they need, as well as, you know, that this group model is really helpful, especially in certain neighborhoods where there are more people of color. They want to engage their family members. They want to engage with their community at large. And on the program level, program recruitment was very important, and they saw that as a very key point, but also that the retention is also, of course, important, especially if we want to sustain a healthy lifestyle among the people who are engaging with us. And, of course, that data and measurement are absolutely important. So then just some implications and just things to consider is that I think especially as we move forward in our field of public health and social work, evaluation is going to still be important, especially as we think of funding and policy efforts, not only here locally, but then sort of on a larger scale. And though, you know, population health activities that, you know, thinking up here are very important, it's also important to keep in mind of the individual level and where, you know, who are these people who are actually going through these programs? Is it actually working? What can we do to make it better for them? And then tying sort of that local health initiative idea and thinking about that in the global scheme, especially global community health, because, you know, we know that we need to eradicate malaria and all of these other infectious diseases and stuff, but we also need to think forward, especially as we know that cardiovascular disease and other chronic diseases will continue to be, well, they're already on the horizon in other areas. That's it. Thank you.